Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well. And thank you for joining me for the first ever live show of the Stoke Source Radio. With Stoke Source Radio Show, yeah, we're here. We're live on Tuesday at 0100 hours UTC. And to be honest, it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be. I kind of imagined this kind of complex system in which it would work, and I hope this is airing right now, but I'm just going to assume it is, because yeah, let's just go for it. It's only Tuesday. We're not even midway through the week. I had a pretty full-on weekend, to be honest. Went to two live shows, which was great to go to one of those again. Hey JWH, how you doing? We got JWH and Com. But so I went and saw a band called Skeggs, and they were like, I've been big fans of them for a long time. And they make kind of, I guess you call it indie rock music. But it's like this, it's a really nice sort of music, very melodic, and it's really cool. So I went and saw them with all my friends, and every time they've come to Brisbane, we've either been too young to go, or they've rescheduled for some unapparent reason. But we went and saw them on Saturday night, so that was great. Okay, sounds clear. That's good to know. Thanks, Rolly. And so on Sunday night, I saw that a band, Lazy Wax, were playing as well, and My latest song, Don't You Love Me Yet, was very inspired by that Lazy Wax sound. In fact, I used a drum sample from them. So I saw them, and they were really nice. We got chatting, and they're just really, really nice guys. And they're just happy to help you out. You know, they've done a lot, and they've done a lot of touring and a lot of work with management and record deals and that kind of thing. And so it was just really nice to talk to them, someone who's gone before, but still a bit of a similar age to me, which is cool. But without further preamble, folks, I'm going to jump straight into a track and get into some music. This is called Touch in the Night by Silent Circle. Hope you're having a wonderful day. This is the first live show of the Stoke Source Radio Show. So enjoy. was Touched in the Night by Silent Circle. I found that song not long ago, actually. And I just thought, yeah, as JWH said, quite Blue Monday-ish. It's got those octave basses. And yeah, I also like the toms, like the tom drum. They usually have like this really clean disco like beat, and then they have these very reverberated, echoey toms at the end of like four bars or so, which is just, yeah, quite a nice thing to add, I think. But yeah, so I was talking about Lazy Wax before, which is a band, kind of a duo, techno disco duo, similar to that kind of music, but with a bit more of a modern twist on it. And it's funny how when you think about things and you really want something, you sort of get it. It kind of like happens, you know, the things come in your way, and certain things they happen in order for you to achieve that. Because I remember finding Lazy Wax and just thinking like, man, this is really good, and just really liking it. And then I kind of kept thinking about how I could get that, not even how I could get that, just getting it and having it, getting the sound, performing, having that kind of image. And then like, and also meeting them and collaborating with them and that kind of thing. And then before you know it, certain things just line up, and I'm friends with them now. We're signed to the same booking agent, which is like incredible for me. And because I get to collaborate with them and talk to them often about how they get their stuff and sample some of their music as well. So it's just really, really interesting how when you want something and you really want it badly, or you think about achieving it, that it does happen often. And this next song is about that. It's called Success by Iggy Pop. And here comes Success. He's calling it to himself, you know. He's speaking it out, and then it comes, you know. It does happen. And so this is what this song is about.
Over my head.
All right. So that was Success by Iggy Pop. And I don't know, what a track. Oh, we got something playing here. And yeah, no, I really like that song. I think it's super simple 12-bar blues, but I think he had probably Bowie working on that with him and a few others, I'd imagine, but just bringing that simple chords to life with such nice guitar riffs and such a strong vocal. Of course, you got those background vocals that mimic everything Iggy says, which is very powerful, I think, because it also just reinforces it, doesn't it? Just reinforces that the sentence that he says, and very nice and melodic, which of course something I really like. And yes, of course, it's Valentine's Day. It must be Valentine's Day for you guys in the US because we had ours yesterday. But yeah, happy Valentine's Day to all. Okay, so we got this song that my dad showed me yesterday, called Kodo by Dof, D-O-F, German band, I believe. And I thought when I heard it, I was like, yeah, this is my kind of stuff. I like this. So I'm going to give it a play. Hope you like it.
Seit 2000 Jahren lebt die Erde ohne Liebe. Es regiert der Herr des Hasses. Hässlich, ich bin so hässlich, so grässlich hässlich. Ich bin der Hass. Hassen. Ganz hässlich hassen. Ich kann's nicht lassen. Ich bin der Hass.
Attention, attention, unknown flying object approaching the planet. Identify unknown flying
Yeah. so ätzend, alles zersetzend. Ich bin der Hass, mächtig, unendlich mächtig und niederträchtig. So ist mein Hass.
Und ich düse, 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 düse in Sauseschritt und bring die Liebe mit von meinem Himmelsritt. Denn die Liebe, 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 die macht viel Spaß, viel mehr Spaß als irgendwas. Und ich düse, 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 düse in Sauseschritt und bring die Liebe mit von meinem Himmelsritt. Denn die Liebe, 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 die macht viel Spaß, viel mehr Spaß als irgendwas. Und ich düse, 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 düse im Sauseschritt und bring die Liebe mit von meinem Himmelsritt. Denn die Liebe, 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 die macht viel Spaß, viel mehr Spaß als irgendwas.
I'm about to play a song that reminds me of a story, and I thought I'd might as well tell the story. This is something that Dad said. He was like, you know, you should just start telling stories on the show, because then they're there forever. It's almost like writing it down, so it lives on. I thought that was quite good. So this is one of, I've mentioned Travis before, and Travis is a character. I think translated in some language, Travis means brave. And I don't know if I'd call it bravery. Sometimes it's bravery. I definitely think he's a brave guy, but he's also could be quite stupid. But that can be the, you know, the fun of it. And anyway, we were down about 4.5 hours south at a place called Iluka, which is a surf spot, a little surf town, but doesn't get many, you know, people passing through that often. And we heard about it, so we passed through and went to a campsite because we were sleeping in our swags. And we were like, you know, we're here, let's just go for a, we'll go for a ride on our skateboards and see if we can find a wave. And we did that, not expecting to find anything, you know, just absolutely, basically base level zero expectation. And often when you do that, you are most surprised by the best, the best whatever you're trying to find. And we rolled into this beach and it was just pumping big, big waves rolling through and like two or three people out, which is basically unheard of. But it was big, like you wouldn't just go out there and have a fun little surf. It was like you're going to go out there and get thumped a few times before you even get a wave. And we just watched it and we're in disbelief. It was just crazy. And the next morning, Travis, you know, brave as anything, he wants to take it on, and I'm just there like, dude, I do not want to go out there very much. Because you know what's in it. You have to realize that if you go out there, you're going to get absolutely thumped. And I don't really like getting thumped too much. And so I went to bed that night. I was like, bloody hell, he's going to make me get out there tomorrow, isn't he? But because he's just like that, you know. He could get you in anything sometimes. And we woke up the next morning. It was cold and windy, but we drove down to the beach. And again, it's just the same waves, but almost it's nicer, you know. It's nicer than the day before, but just still sizey, girly, big waves coming through. And it's not only that, it breaks against the rock wall. So you got to imagine, like, you got to imagine this big 2 meter by 2 meter rocks all the way up this big pier. And so we're out there, and this one guy, we're not out yet, we're in the car park, sorry, and I'm in my trackies, I'm warm as anything, and I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it, I'm not going out, it's too big. Travis got his wetsuit half on already. He's that slippery gecko all the way out there. And he finds this guy and he's like, bro, this guy's going to take us out. He knows how to get out the back. He's going to take us out. I'm like, bloody hell. So I just didn't think, you know, you just like, all right, don't think about it. Just get in your wetsuit and go. So I just went in and got to the point. And firstly, Travis has this board and we're passing him down his board along the rocks because you've got to kind of climb down a bit of a cliff face to get down to where you can jump in the water. And so he gives me his board, but he's attached his leg rope to his ankle. And so as he jumps, the board slips out of my hand straight onto the rocks and gets dinged up all along. And it was just like a disaster. So he has this dinged up board already before he gets out there. Then he just jumps out in the water and gives it, you know, starts paddling out. And I'm next. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do what Travis did. I'm just going to go it out a different way. And we got out there, and it was just, again, as I said, big waves. But you could kind of, if you're out there, you go into survival mode, kind of. Even though it's not, like, life or death, your brain, if you're not getting chased by a tiger in the woods, then your brain's going to find something else to be scared about, and that's kind of perceived fear, I suppose. But, yeah, I can imagine it must be quite hard to keep up because so much of the story. But basically once we got out there, it was just, we were getting thumped by these big waves all day. And I'm not talking like head high waves, probably triple overhead. So maybe 12 to 15 feet tall waves. And so that was it really. And it was one of those days that kind of moved us forward in surfing, because surfing, you start off really bad and then you slowly get braver and braver and you can take on more and more. So I think that was when we reached that surf spot and we got out there, it was kind of a point where like, all right, this is it. But yeah, that's that. I just thought I'd tell that story because this song reminds me of it, and this is LSD by Skeggs. And well, I suppose it's probably the last song of the show because we got 3 minutes left. But thank you all for joining me on my first live show. I hope to do this much more often, and well, I'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
mujeres comieron trigo.
そばにいてくれるだけで十分だったの。愛を伝えそびえ
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
It's Zep and Mo. And it's Zep. And Nomo. Yeah, there's going to be two different shows, Zep and Nomo and Zep and Mo.
We'll be right here on Wednesdays at 2000 UTC, right here on AnonRadio.net.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to hear audio theater, tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, between 9 p.m. Central, 2 o'clock UK time, when you will hear Mystery Monday, Western Wednesday, Thriller Thursday, and Adventure, Drama, or Historical on Friday. Enjoy. Starting this Monday night, the fun begins.
One. Thank you.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.